Yeah,
oh, hey.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, yo, what's going on, man? This is Miles.
Miles, how you doing?
How you doing, man? How's it going?
It's going good, man. It's going good. So, guys, this is Miles, and you are a comedian, correct, sir?
Right. You know, I'm just coming up in the area, you know, trying to get my name out there.
Now, are you based here in Vegas, or are you out in L.A.?
I'm actually in L.A. right now.
Cool.
So, you know, I'll be coming out there shortly, maybe next month, try to get some exposure, try to do a couple shows.
So how would you describe your comedy if someone had never seen you at
.net? That's for anybody who wishes to reach me, any openings, anywhere I can go to get some exposure or find a little work. Once again, ARR@tmomail.net.
Awesome.
And that's where basically you can reach me at.
That's awesome. Miles, it has been great having you on. Don't let these guys fool you. I am no racist, and I love comedy in any way, shape, or form, but definitely sounds like you're a funny guy. We look forward to hearing from you in the future, and just get Marla in contact with me. Let me know when you're going to be somewhere where we can get out and check you out, and we'll definitely come on out, all right?
And, of course, if you're ever in Vegas, you're always welcome
to
the studio.
Oh, yeah, always welcome in the studio.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that, man. Maybe I'll come down and give you guys some dating tips.
Trust me, they can use
them. You know, a lot of people, you know, have a hard time getting to know the little females that they meet, so I always tell every guy this. When you first meet a girl, if you want to know everything about her but you don't want to ask her, go through a medicine cabinet, dude. If you find something that if you find a full bottle of pills, look at the date on it. If it's an old bottle, obviously she didn't get the shit taken care of, man. She probably still has a fucking clasp or anything, man. Fucking go through her clothes hamper, man. If she has fucking dirty drawers and they're on the top of the hamper, that's some recent shit. That's some shit she just recently took off, man. You may not want to fuck around with a girl like that, man.
Jesus.
Especially if she got shit in there with fucking crust around a ring of the ointment. You want to leave that type of girl alone. That type of shit is not even worth going back in the living room. Just put your shoes back on, walk straight out the house, and say shit to her, man. Medicine cabinet will tell you anything you want to know about any girl. I don't give a damn who she is. I don't care if she's has a Nobel Peace Prize sitting in her mantle. Medicine cabinet will fuck everything up. I don't give a damn what she has. She can have a Rolls Royce outside, a three-story mansion. She can have double D's or whatever. If she has a fucked-up medicine cabinet, I can't even get an erection. I don't want to mess with you.
Vagisil is a warning sign.
That's a big-ass warning sign. If she has yeast infection prescription, but she never cracked the seal on it, you thought she was dancing good in the club? She wasn't dancing good, dude. She was just itching like fuck. You might want to go in there and tell her to crack the seal on that shit. You got to look for shit like that. Morning after pill that she never took. And then you cross-reference that shit with the calendar where she says, take morning after pill. Obviously, she never took it. Don't let her tell you that baby's yours.
Oh, man. It's like most of Murphy's exes right there.
Gotta look at her G-string, dude. If her G-string is white in the front and brown in the back, you might not want to get involved with no girl like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you gotta look at it like this. All those bumps aren't hair bumps.
Oh, okay.
Herpes, nature's speed bump.
Yeah, speed bumps and some other things going on. Some fucking E. coli mixed up with the fucking spinach dip in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he does the
current event stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, right on there.
Yeah, man, so when you guys dating a girl, fuck all that. Go straight to the medicine cabinet. That's gonna answer all your questions. And when you come out there and you have that long face, she's gonna know. Fuck, he got me. That motherfucker got me. I should have took the amoxicillin.
All right, Miles. Well, we look forward to hearing from you again as soon as as soon as we get in contact with you about where you're going to be. We'd love to see you in person when you get out here. All right, man.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, have a good night, bro.
All right, you too.
Bye. Good night.
All right, so that was Miles, everybody. Holy crap!
Oh, that was good stuff. That was good.
That was awesome.
Holy cow! Fucking medicine cabinet. That's good.
E-coli.
That's good, dude.
God.
That's good.
But really, that is like most of the women that you've dated. You should have listened to. You should have talked to him before.
Well, really, the only ones were like that were the ones I dated, you know, after you. So
shut up.
Oh, Jesus, Samuel Jackson's back.
No.
Oh no.
How many black women have you been with, Murphy?
Three.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My father, he wasn't there, small.
Yeah, I've been with three black chicks actually. Just some. Really,
Murphy doesn't care. Big fat.
I'm gonna tell you
tall.
Like this: if you don't shut your ass up, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
Who is that? It sounds familiar. Who is that?
I still ain't got my 40 acres and a mule.
Who is that?
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
Is that Martin Lawrence?
You didn't know? Are you just too busy making fun of him to actually learn and listen to him?
No, you know what it is? It's because the last time I heard him, it was the... he did that movie with Ashton Kutcher, and I listened to all the sound clips from
that. I'm going to tell you like this. If you don't shut your ass up, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
He had a real deep voice in that one. I think in contrast to Ashton Kutcher's fucking no testicle dropping voice.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So, wow. That was Miles. So, everybody, thank you for...
That was good. That was really good. Awesome. He was funny.
Good stuff. So we'll have to get him on, and we'll have to listen to him do a show here in Vegas when he gets into town.
I got
to
give Decaf props for trying to get Murphy
on. Oh, I know.
He's going all out.
You know what? Now he's listening to me. This Miles guy doesn't know Murphy for shit. Yeah. All he knows
right
now,
me.
There's a white guy who hates every black man on the planet.
I don't hate black people.
You don't hate black people. You hate niggas.
I hate everyone if it comes down to it. I hate everyone equally.
Yeah, nice try.
I love you, bro. Love you, man.
Nice try. You ain't going to win that one.
Can I have a hug?
Tink, 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 tink.
Okay. All right, we...
Say it.
Hey, Murph. Murph.
You're laughing at it. You want to say
it. Bring it back, Murph. Do we got music for news?
Do you want music for news?
We got news.
Oh, okay. Shit. Oh, fuck.
You don't have music for news.
You know what? I do, but I have that only. I only have that one that you don't like.
What?
You would.
Oh, wait. No, I have... Oh, no. I'm sorry. I've
Come
got
on,
his
give
new
me
news
something
music.
Hard.
I've got
give
his new news music.
Give me some hard stuff.
And now it's time for news from around the globe with your host, Chief.
And today in U.S. news on Spankwagon Radio, the state of Arizona has been at the forefront of the U.S. border debate, so it was a fitting place for President George W. Bush to hold a bill signing.
They don't celebrate Martin Luther King Day in Arizona.
They do now. They weren't going to get a PGA event until they did, and so they added it to the calendar of events that they celebrate.
Apparently, Bush signed into a law a $35 billion Homeland Security bill. That may result in about 700 miles of fencing being built around along the Arizona border.
Holy cow.
Wait.
Yeah, okay, so this guy's building a fence, but really, come on. Who's going to be the labor force that puts it up?
Germans.
Irish.
No. You know what?
Some Irish.
Wait, hold on a sec. Am I allowed to chime in with the white comments then?
No. Go ahead, Chief.
Apparently, this is the busiest entry port for illegal aliens crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Quote, this bill is going to make this country safe for all its citizens, Bush said. Rumors abound that the border fence will be designed by a German firm that specializes in country-to-country barrier technology.
They are Germans?
Wait, so there's a German company that's building a giant wall.
Happens.
Wow.
And I love it. Read that last line you just read.
Rumors abound that the border fence will be designed by a German firm that specializes in country-to-country barrier technology.
East America, West America.
I can just see it. 10 years from now, Reagan's ghost comes back. Mr. Bush, tear down that wall.
Nice.
Spankwagon follow-up, a judge dismissed child pornography charges Thursday against one-time JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Mark Carr after prosecutors said they did not have enough evidence to take the case to trial. Judge Renee ordered Carr released immediately, bringing an end to his two-month odyssey in the U.S. criminal justice system.
Okay, so the guy's innocent of everything. This last one because they lost the computer.
He's not innocent. They just couldn't find the evidence.
They couldn't find the fucking computer.
Apparently, investigators admitted losing vital computer evidence that was seized from Carr in April 2001 when he was working as a substitute teacher in Sonoma and Napa counties.
I put the hard drive in an enclosure and I fucking locked it. Gonna get it out.
Bob, do you know when we did that computer with the guy that wears the mascara?
No.
Jesus. You know that creepy looking guy.
You know the dude who wears mascara, drives a DeLorean.
Curiously, current speculation points a data trail to Mark Foley, the representative accused of sending inappropriate emails to teenage pages. Who would have thought?
Does he wear mascara too?
Very well. Very likely. In international news, the UN Security Council today urged North Korea not to carry out a planned nuclear weapons test and warned their president of unspecified consequences if it did.
Shit, they can barely keep electrical power running. How dare they launch a missile? Well,
apparently, analysts say that North Korea probably has enough fissible material to make 6 to 8 nuclear bombs, but probably does not have the technology to make one small enough to mount on a missile. Current schematics hint the country may try to launch the bombs via catapult.
We have 6 to 8 missiles, but nothing to shoot them with.
You stand there with hammer. Go ting, 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 ting. You blow up bomb. Big boom. Go now.
Why is this shit coming right back down on us?
Why are you glowing?
North Korea is all of a sudden importing carnival hammer games.
You lose!
In technology today, Microsoft issued what it hopes will be the last public test version of Windows Vista.
RC2.
Yes, as it works to put the final program in the hands of some businesses by next month. The company said that Release Candidate 2 of the new operating system is being made available to its usual crop of technical testers and developers, as well as to some of the enthusiast customers, hackers, who are testing the earlier RC1 version. Microsoft did not change its timing for the software's final release, but it did indicate that it could still miss its goals for world domination.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They just handed me this piece of paper. It says, say Windows Vista. Okay. Windows Vista. Vista or Vista? Oh, it's Vista. Okay. Vista is the Spanish version. La Ventana Vista. Ventanas, vista, ventanas. I kind of did an Italian, Spanish with Italian accent. Spaghetti, vista. Windows, spaghetti, per favore. Computadora. Voglio imparare. Computadora. Vista. A window, vista. This window is a vista. It's beautiful. Very interesting. Oh, I do accent work. I'm auditioning for the part of an idiot next week, so... Getting pretty good.
That's animated by Dimitri Martin. That's the voice of Dimitri Martin from the Daily Show.
So. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Well, hey, wait. Some breaking news here.
All right.
In a challenge to the stereotypical view that internet gamers are mostly teenage boys, new Woo-hoo! Research has claimed that over 2/3 of online gamers are actually women. Nielsen Entertainment's third annual Active Gamer Benchmark Study reports that 64%
what?
Of U.S. internet gamers
Active
are female.
Active Gamer Benchmark Study.
Third annual. Of roughly 117 million gamers that the study estimates are currently active in the U.S., half play games online. The research also shows that although teenagers continue to comprise the largest percentage of active gamers, more than 15 million of these gamers... almost 8%, are now 45 or older.
Interesting.
While women make up nearly 2/3 of all online gamers, men still outnumber women in the overall video game universe by more than 2-1.
And just to remind everybody, the most sexless underage prepubescent teens you find online are really cogity 40-year-old men.
Irishmen.
But you gotta love World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, there's something better than World of Warcraft now.
What's that?
This is a new porno called Whores of Warcraft.
Whores of Warcraft?
Whores of Warcraft.
Didn't you try to talk about this like last week or
I did.
Before?
I wanted to, but I have the actual video now.
Ooh, video.
There's really
got
not a
radio.
Radio. Well, it's got audio to it as
dumb
well.
Dumb shit.
Does that black whores in there?
No, there are all the people in this
Wait,
one.
Wait, no black
are,
chicks in there?
No black
not
whores?
In this one.
Why
not? Not in this one. Actually,
no
I've seen
whores either?
I've seen previews of the next one, and the next one I think has a black guy and a chick who's dressed up like an elf, but I can't tell if she's white or Asian. I really can't.
Oh, okay.
But she's got the whole elven ears. But episode one to this is called Rogues Do It From Behind.
Oh
it's, my.
Yeah, but it looks pretty
porn.
Funny here. Yeah, it is gamer porn.
Jesus. THX certified.
Ah! I swear to God, you can see it here. Whores of Warcraft.
Warcraft. We got black whores. Latino whores.
see episode one. Rogues do it from behind.
Okay.
So what we've got is like
I love the music, though.
Yeah, it is great. It's this grassy...
Considering it's still radio.
Exactly. It's this grassy open plain, and here's this chick hiding in a rock. And
now, is this CG or is
no,
this
it's all live action. Okay. It's all live action. And we've got some guy here. The girl in this one is Monica Mayhem. She's the one who's in this episode. The guy's his name is Christian. And he's decked out in full-on, you know, cheap-ass swap market bought night regalia. And let me skip forward here. He's just out looking for someone. There's no dialogue to this, though, which is kind of the really funny part. So he runs at her, and apparently she's using some sort of stealth. He doesn't see her, and he runs right by. And she does this little teleportation gimmick, stabs him in the back. She's got some nice tits, though, doesn't she? She stabs him in the back, and he's out cold. There it goes. There's the little teleportation gimmick.
Is this all like Machinima or whatever they call it, where it's
no.
all animated?
No, it's actual,
live people.
It's live people. And stabs him right in the back.
Well, this is completely dumb to listen to this shit.
I know, but I just wanted to...
You're describing porn.
Well, I did want to cut forward to this part.
Oh, nice.
There's no dialogue. There's nothing.
Shut it, dude. I'm watching porn. Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Going back to the breaking news, however, the study did not mention whether supposed gamer chicks were hot or merely dirty boys posing in hot women.
Yeah, what's commonly conceived.
Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't your first Warcraft character a chick?
What?
No, wasn't it a chick?
That wasn't me, dude.
No,
sure?
Seriously.
That wasn't me.
No, wait, that was...
I've never done that.
It was B.
Yeah, it was B.
Yours was a Torin, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We had a lot of fun with that.
See, I've never done that. I've never done the whole transsexual gaming thing. I know you have, but I haven't.
Well, just because the chick models are fun to watch. I mean, if I'm going to watch an ass bouncing in front of me for 2-3 hours a day, it might as well be a chick's ass.
I must agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
And I always play as chick characters in video games.
I like the tits bouncing around when they fight.
Did you ever see the video of the guy who catches his roommate beating off to the Night Elf dance?
Oh, I haven't got to see that one.
Oh,
that's kidding.
We'll check that out later.
Okay. You know, I'll actually have to say that I'll actually give the study some merit. If you really think about it, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me that women actually, you know, do account for 2/3 of online gaming. It really wouldn't surprise me.
Honestly, I'm going to say it's flawed. Or they're counting in all the Sims.
I think. Well, see, and that's what I think they're doing.
Or all the like
the
Yahoo
Sims
games too.
And they're counting in like some of these live action worlds.
The Irish, because they're all bitches.
Wow.
Nice. Hey, on that note, you got any other news?
No, that's about it.
All right, then we need to cut to a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio,
and we'll be back in just a moment.
That journey you call me quick, that journey you call my name, that journey you have its way and have me wandering all my days. That journey you call me quick, that journey you call my name, that journey you have its way and have me wandering all my days. I can't stay home, I gotta keep moving, I gotta keep doing, I gotta get out, I got to roam. It's something that moves me, it's something that uses me without a doubt, cause some weird abstract coincidence happened. See someone in passing while out and about. Next thing I know, I'm happily traveling, putting in action ideas that I mouth, cause I speak it and do it, talk it and walk it. I'm so about it, I shout it out loud, but try to stay open to forces in motion that keep me on course. It's just clear that I've vowed, imprisoned in flesh and reality's blessings that may manifest every woman and child. I'll keep on expressing reality's lessons, exploring my prison until I'm let out. That journey you call me quick, that journey you call my name, that journey you have its way and have me wandering all my days. That journey you call me quick, that journey you call my name, that journey you have its way and have me wandering all my days. Traveling east and west on every known highway, south to north, carrying that torch until I'm old and gray. We'll be right back.
up. Sometimes I'm the beater. Sometimes, man, my feet hurt from walking so long. Sometimes I'm defeated. Sometimes I get cheated. Sometimes I just need it, cause sometimes I'm wrong. So the question's repeated. Why even try when there's rocks in the road, potholes in the lawn? But victory's sweeter when obstacles either aside step the crushed on the way to the throne. So I'll go on my own. Got faith in the road. I can share that control, cause I'm never alone. I hear the creator speak to me through whispers on winds, the voices of friends and through poems. I listen to omens, the things that he shows me, the shows that he knows me and helps me along, and follow him closely where he goes mostly, guiding my path on his map till I'm gone. That journey you call me quick, that journey you call my name, that journey you have his way and have me wandering all my days. That journey you call me quick, that journey you call my name, that journey you have his way and have me wandering all my days.
And when they lay me down
to rest in my earthly grave,
and when they lay me down,
navigate that big sky way. But in the meantime, I got my duty in the meantime, in between time. I got to do this in the meantime, in between time. I'm pushing through this in the meantime, in between time. I got my duty. I got my duty, I know.
Won't get the air night, jump up the truth, won't get the air night, jump up the truth, won't get the air night, jump up the truth, won't get the air night. Jump up the truth, won't get the air like. Jump up the truth, won't get the air like. Jump up the truth, won't get the air like. Jump up the truth, won't get the air like. Jump up the truth,
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formed bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected? On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, brother, cut.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us?
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.
Oh, you weren't here earlier when I did the voice.
Oh, gee, I was so creepy. Don't do it, dude.
Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Quaalude Man. All
right.
Wait. Hold on. Here.
It's now, an NPR.
Do it again.
Tony. Hello. And now for some smooth
fucking transitions. Hell no.
Sorry.
Nature. Watch me.
I can't do it. My voice is cracking.
Can't do it.
Oh, that was wow. Cool.
His eye, what thing?
All righty, anyhow, seriously, though, we are back, and it looks like it's time to do, well, it's that special.
Where's that
time.
Intro?
Let's bring down the lights.
Put on the shades.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Darker Perspective with your host, Decaf. Now, today, I'm not going to talk about no ghost face, cracker, white bread, Irish, whores of Warcraft, jacket off, masturbating, wife sharing, dick sucking, cock ass licking, cracker crazy motherfucker, mass murdering motherfuckers. I'm not going to talk about that shit. I'm not going to talk about that crazy mailman motherfucker who went and killed fucking Amish white girls. I ain't going to talk about that motherfucker. I'm going to talk about the Amish girls' fucking parents forgiving the motherfucker for killing their fucking daughters. What kind of fucking dumb shit is that? That's your fucking baby girl, 8 years old, 9 years old, got their fucking brains blown out. You're talking about, well, we show him forgiveness. He had a bad day. No. This shit just ain't right. And then you go on live public fucking television and tell the world that you forgive a motherfucker for killing your two daughters? The daughters was the only motherfuckers in the wrong. I mean, they were brave. The only ones right because they were brave and, you know, they said they're going to, you know, take the bullets so you get time for the cops to come. You know, it's a sweet story that you get on TV talking about. But I forgive the motherfucker, forgive my daughters. What kind of fucking shit is that? Now, I know the Amish are some backwards motherfuckers and all, you know. But god damn, you don't forgive a motherfucker for shooting your daughter. I give a fuck if you're black, white, Mexican, Oriental, Jewish. I don't care. You just don't do that shit. That is some fucked up shit. I was fucking disgusted when I saw them forgive the motherfucker for popping their daughters in the back of their head. What kind of fucking shit is that? That's the only shit white people do, though. White people will do some fucking funny-ass fucking shit sometimes, you know? If it was a black person, we wouldn't be having that shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you're a Mexican, we'd be having that shit. Would you, Chief? Would you have some shit like that? Go on TV talking about, I forgive the motherfucker for killing my daughters.
We get them down like in the barrio.
That's right.
You think I got when we shoot it in their ass.
That's right. That's how you do that shit.
You don't fuck with our family, man.
That's right. See? But white people, y'all a different kind of motherfuckers. I don't know what y'all be doing. But anyway, that's it for the Darker Perspective today. And be careful and watch out for crazy white motherfuckers who look all funny, especially they're fucking Irish. And they don't talk to nobody. Talk to that motherfucker first. Offer him some M&M's so he don't come by and pop your ass later. All right. Peace. Thank you.
That is awesome. I love that song. That is great. That's, I need that.
Paint It Black, cover by Reset.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah. I need that.
I was like, wait for it. It'll make sense why I'm playing this song.
Well, I heard the tune. I'm like, okay, I know the guitar, this guitar riff, but where is it going to? And then...
All right, we need to remind people, anybody who's in the chat room or anybody who's listening, spankwagon.net, Spankwagon Radio, go to the chat room or the cam chat link, join in and say one word, one single word in the chat room. So far, the only two people that are even entered to win the prize is Vert and Toodle Nuggets.
I don't know. I actually think Murphy might pull this off.
I'm getting kind of worried because yeah. I mean, we have about 40 minutes left in the show. And he hasn't slipped a once. Yeah,
he's doing good.
That means fear of pain. That means, yeah, fear of pain.
You know what? He hasn't fucking talked very much this show
That's the key.
Shut the fuck up.
A closed mouth gathers no foot.
Yes.
Or fist or
yeah, no shit.
Black cock
penis.
Or, yeah.
Murph Holy likes Christ. Sucking on the black cock.
I do not enjoy the cock.
You do like the black cock.
You love the black cock.
She wants a bigger cock.
I do not like it with a train. I do not like it on a plane.
All right. Some good stuff to talk about here. Got an interesting thing I was reading online. You guys know who Leo Laporte is, right?
Mm-hmm. This guy from Screensavers.
Yeah, the guy, former host of Screensavers, the old white guy with the blonde or the white hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guy who
yeah.
could never get shit to work in a real demonstration.
But he's like followed by thousands, myself included. I listened to his podcast, Twit, and this is part of something he was talking about on the show and posted to his blog. But he said, according to Wired News, Apple has sent a cease and desist letter to Podcast Ready, claiming the terms Podcast Ready and My Potter infringe on Apple trademarks and that they cause confusion amongst consumers. If Apple's claiming the term Podcast Ready infringes on their iPod trademark, then they're claiming ownership of the word iPod, or excuse me, of the word podcast. Needless to say, this could precipitate a crisis in the cast community. Truth is, I've never liked the word podcast. It causes some confusion, and in the past couple days, two people have told me they can't listen to my shows because they don't own an iPod. I have to explain constantly that that podcasts can be listened to on computers, phones, MP3 players, and CDs, as well as iPods, just because the name, the confusion persists. Now Apple is threatening people who use the word. Leo goes on to say, I think it's time for a change. I'll address this at my keynote, blah, 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 but I'd like to I'd propose the word netcast. It's a little cleaner, and that there are broadcasts over the internet. It's catchy and even kind of a pun, netcast. So, kind of throwing that out here for discussion. Should podcasts, because of Apple's actions, should we consider calling the audio recorded, you know, recorded audio downloaded through an RSS stream, and that's kind of the qualifiers, it has to go through the RSS stream as a subscription. Should that be changed or called something differently?
Hmm. Well, originally, I mean, we call it podcasting because...
I think the original... Well, and it's in the dictionary, but the term podcasting comes because, you know, iPod is what became the medium, you know, or became the product. I mean, imagine if Microsoft released Zune and it was actually successful.
We called it Zunecast.
We called it Zunecast. So I think that's kind of how the name came
about. Well, you know, Xerox... You know, the famous copy company.
Yes.
Actually tried this lawsuit, I think, at the early 90s or something, because a lot of people were using their name saying, oh, I'm going to make a Xerox. You know,
right.
Or, you know, and people were using it on television and everything. And I do remember some kind of lawsuit or something happening around the same thing. And I think it ended up that the courts actually did uphold Xerox's ownership of, you know, of the title Xerox.
I think the same thing goes for Kleenex. When you use Kleenex in the sense that you're saying, hey, I need a Kleenex, and really you're just asking for something
tissue
to blow your nose with. Same thing goes for, I want to say, what was it? Just recently.
Q-tip.
Q-tip is another one.
Yeah. Google has asked
Google, that
their
it.
Name
yeah,
be
Google.
Not used in that context. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be considered a verb. Google wants to just keep their thing, and they don't want to lose their name saying, hey, I'm Googling this.
Well, I mean, really, when you say go Google something, I mean, you kind of are directing somebody to the site. I mean, hey, go look, you know, go Google it. You know, you're not saying go Yahoo
now,
it.
Now, listen
you know?
To the difference here, though. We're saying actual product names. Where in Apple did Apple ever coin the term podcast?
Yeah. Well, because it has the word pod in it, I think.
Okay, but I work in an office environment that has groupings of cubicles that are called pods.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to CSCSN, the community college up on Cheyenne. You want to know what they're called? They're called pods. Pod 1, pod 2, pod 3.
But now there's also that company that is calling themselves pods, where they have their little... the little
exactly
bunkers, I guess, you know? Or little containers for storage containers.
Vert says, in order to maintain your trademark, you must defend it. If you fail to defend legally your trademark, you lose it. And I agree with that 100%. We're not arguing that point.
Well, I mean,
is podcast a trademark by Apple? Can they trademark it? It was in the dictionary.
I don't know. I mean, that's really something for the course of sight. I would say that Apple probably doesn't really own it. I'm going to say because it kind of slips the medium. I mean, if it only had to do with Apple products, I could say that, okay, they would own the term. But since, I mean, it's a cross-platform, cross-product, you know, whatever, I mean, I could say it's pretty much free out there.
Right. Now, of course, as Leo Laporte said here, you know, he has to explain to a lot of people that just because it's a podcast doesn't mean you have to have an iPod.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, does that mean Apple owns anything with the I in front of it?
They have sent cease and desist letters to companies with the I, you know, various I products.
I mean, can they really do that?
What
I
about
mean,
the TI?
Yeah.
You can't do the TI.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's not called I Island. You know, it's I Treasure. It's not anything like that. We can call this I Paper. If I call this I Paper, am I immediately, you know, infringing on
No,
Apple
it just
trademark?
Makes you a giant faggot.
Well, guys, up for judgment? Up for judgment?
I'm gonna say
that,
Apple is.
We'll let it slide.
All right.
That wasn't racial.
Here's what
I'm thinking. Apple's gonna make the right move. They're gonna put up a little bit of a fuss about it, and then to show themselves to be the good guys that they like to do, they'll say, you know what? Go ahead and use it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Airwolf has just entered the contest. He said a word in the chat room. Okay, keep continuing.
He said, yep.
Yeah, I said, holy shit, it's Airwolf!
Thank you. So, moving on with that. So, yeah, podcast. Should Apple? Could Apple? Do you think they could even win at this if they tried?
I don't think so.
And they know they can't, which is why they'll try the...
Depends on the courts. Depends on the judge. Depends on how much they pay
the judge.
I don't
think Apple's that powerful.
I don't think they are.
Know.
Okay.
We'll get at it later. All right. So I think that's pretty much dead there. But what else could we call this? If for some reason we had to stop calling it podcast, because you know you could download our podcast. But I've always used to say before podcast came in, like last year, 2 years ago, I called it Audio Archive. But what else could we call it? Netcast is too. I don't know. Netcast to me sounds exactly like what we're doing now. We're doing a live show over the internet. We're broadcasting over the internet. Netcast.
Webcast, maybe?
Webcast
though. Okay, but let's look at that.
Webcasting is
currently a term for the media displayed or played on a web browser.
Well, then I have no idea. Some little marketing.
Audiocast.
Oddcast. A-U-D.
Oddcast?
Oddcast,
that's a good one. I like that.
Copyright that shit right now.
Right now, man. No, you know what? I think I've seen it elsewhere, but still, you know, that's the thing is, what could you call this? I mean, it's really, podcasting is relatively young enough where you could get away with making a name change.
Yeah, probably.
You know, it's still not super mainstream enough either.
Hmm.
There is an oddcast.com already.
Ah, see.
So... Yep. All right, well, that's just a couple ideas. Maybe anybody in the chat room, they have an idea. They want to shout it out there so they can get it in the public domain.
Or you could call us.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't want to have people call us. Right. It's too hard for them to call us, you know.
Picking up a phone
and dialing digits.
So should we answer Airwolf here?
Well, Airwolf, what happened to you guys last week? Well, actually, that's why you were a part of the contest this week, Airwolf. You see, last week, because of Murphy's insensitivity... Yes, yours. Basically, what we decided this week as a group is to hold him accountable. He cannot say anything racially
insensitive,
bias, or any otherwise.
But I can say sexually. Now, here's a question.
Okay.
Now, when we talk about racial insensitivity, and I know this is completely getting off topic. What about Jewish people. Now,
No.
I'm just asking a question. You know, do you consider, you know, Jewish comments, do you consider those to be racially insensitive or religiously insensitive, even though Jewish people have their own country? That doesn't really make them
I think
race,
it depends.
It?
It depends on
yes,
the joke.
Yes, it does. Totally
it
makes
depends
them race.
On the joke.
Mm-hmm. Totally. No, okay. You know what? No, Jew, using Jew, anything, I would consider that race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I know some people who are Jewish who are Christian.
Yeah.
Hmm. So. But
sometimes a Jewish joke could
have down.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, well, how sometimes a Jewish joke has to do with a dreidel. I mean, that could be a religious.
Yo,
could be religious, but here's the thing. Also,
it's Tobe.
However, Murphy, I would say that you know, Trench is very smart. Yeah, this is an interesting question, but walk finely.
No, I'm just okay.
Line.
Okay, so all I'm doing. No, I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm just asking a question. Now, the guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Nazis at Nuremberg, they were charged with genocide, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
But and that is wiping out a race.
Right. Yes.
But. I mean, would you really consider Jewish people to be a separate race than your average Anglo-Saxon?
Well,
you know what? I would say yes.
Yeah,
I would
yes.
say yes because they come from another country, and most races are because of country, you know, drawn upon
and not only and not only that, but I mean, to be Jewish, you have to go down certain hereditary lines. I mean,
yeah,
it's passed by the
but
mother's
you
side.
You can convert though. You can.
You
convert
can
to
convert, but
Jew light.
Well, look at the Big Lebowski. Look at the movie in that. John Goodman's character converted to Judaism.
Okay.
So, I mean, that is just a movie. It's not reality or anything. But, all right, this is getting all too serious. How about I make something funny out of it?
Okay.
Not out of it necessarily, but out of something
in
general.
Careful, you can't make anything funny out of it.
I can't make anything funny out of any Jewish jokes. So what we have today here is a little bit of audio from The Daily Show. I am a big fan of The Daily Show. And this is some fun stuff that just was on the other day.
Yo, Dave, it's Tobin.
No, it's
What's
Chris.
Your name?
It's Chris. But
say his name.
Bitch.
That's decaf. That's my friend. Decaf.
All right. Keep going.
So anyway, this is some audio. What is President Bush's job? And President Bush does his best to answer this.
You know, the president and his administration really don't understand why people don't think the country is headed in the right direction. For instance, Bush's job approval ratings these days... You know, they're in the high 30s. Maybe they reach up to the low 40s. And really, there are two possible reasons for these lower approval ratings. One, the president is doing a very bad job. Or two, and much more likely, we don't understand what his job is. Even though this president has tried very, very hard to tell us.
My job is to do two things. One... Remind people about the war on terror and remind them that we're doing everything we can to protect them.
Well, he's good at that. He definitely reminds us about the war on terror every couple of years. And you know what? He's done a pretty good job of reminding us that protecting us is also supposed to be his job.
My job is to protect you.
My job is to protect the American people.
My job is to protect this country.
The president's job is to defend America.
By the way, the president's job isn't just to protect us. Abstractly.
My job is to be on the lookout.
I'm sorry, at this point, can't you just see him in like the top of a lighthouse with a pair of binoculars turned around the wrong way?
I see him.
No,
I see those terrorists.
Yeah, but you know, give those binoculars Dick Cheney. He puts that little black marker on the inside of them, you know, so that when
so
he sticks to the eyes, he
needs
raccoon
eyes.
Actually, I thought Dick had just, you know, mounted on top of his rifle.
I'm on the lookout, see? I'm on the front lines. I'm on the crow's nest. Watch out, Osama, starboard side. Al-Qaeda, ho. I'm on the lookout. I see terrorists. What's that guy doing there? Is that guy jerking off in Congress? No. Is that guy? I see that guy as a terrorist. You know, the tough part of the job of the lookout, there's a lot going on when you're a lookout. A lot of distractions. I imagine it must be very difficult to, if it's your job, to stay focused.
My job is to stay focused.
So your job is to be a focused lookout.
My job as your president is to look at the world the way it is.
It must be hard when others don't have the focus to be lookouts and see the world the way it is.
One of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
I imagine that is hard.
You're a focused lookout who sees the world the way it is, and your job is to connect the war in Iraq to the war on terror. I imagine that's hard. And I think I have a demonstration to show people why that's difficult. Let's pretend that this plug is Iraq, just a simple electric plug, and you're trying to connect it to the war on terror, which is this avocado.
Nice.
You try hard enough, you can shove it in there. You can get the plug to connect into the avocado, but here's the problem. The avocado still doesn't turn on. Now your plug is covered in guacamole.
Nice.
Are we being dense? Am I being dense? Is there some other part of your job that might help me understand?
Part of my job is to educate the American people. My job is to lay out what I am going to do and talk about what I believe. My job is to go out and explain to people what's on my mind.
Wow. Your job must make you so mad. Because we're all so stupid.
It's part of the job of the president to shake hands and with people and smile.
Wow.
You're also a greeter at Walmart? Let's try a completely different tack. Mr. President, what isn't your job?
The president's job is not to lead one party. My job is not to be complacent. The president's job is not to take an international poll. The job of the president is not to worry about the short-term, you know, attitudes.
Also, after dinner, the president doesn't have to clean up dishes. That's not my job either. Don't have to do dishes. Also, not in charge of Canada. That's a different president's job. So in all this public musing about your job, thinking about it, Mr. President, what do you think?
Oh, I think, here's what I think, Michael. I think my job is to lead.
Vaguer?
My job is to achieve things for the American people.
But what if you achieve the wrong things?
My job is to make decisions that I think are right.
Oh, they're right. So your job is to lead via right decisions to the achievement of things. Dude, you might as well say your job is to do your job.
My job is to do my job.
That's right. He said it. Wow.
Are we allowed to question your job?
It's my job to worry about it. It's your job to go about your business.
Me.
And that would be The Daily Show.
Love The Daily Show.
Oh, goodness.
That man should be president.
So Bush said all those things.
Oh, yeah. Not at one time, but they're cut from various speeches. But, yeah, they...
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island, sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know... please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq is found in a hole. President Clinton fucked it. True. President Clinton fucked it. And farmers felt the sorrow. Yet farmers felt the sorrow. I feel free. Farmers felt the sorrow. And one reason is clear. Dick,
Dick is a killer. Extended remix.
That's awesome.
Dick is a killer. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass, and I want you. It's difficult to talk about. And I want you, because you set me free. And I want you. And I want you. And I want you. Just as surely as Dick is a killer. 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 Dick.
For those of you that missed it, I did a little dance.
Yes.
Dick, suck my dick, fuck my ass. Dick is a killer.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it really makes me wonder if the president, like, listens to this once in a while.
Probably laughs his ass off.
Yeah. Or does he send Secret Service agents out and find these people to kind of rough them up a bit?
And we haven't heard anything from the guy who did the Sunday Bloody Sunday remix in a while.
Same guy.
Oh, it is?
Same guy.
Oh, good. So they didn't stick him in Gitmo.
As far as we know, but his website's offline.
Oh, boy.
We are living in historic times. We are living in a time of great change. Our leadership and resolve can light the way for others in having come this far and in the unfolding of the years.
All right. Enough of that. All right, so.
Wow. So since we are on a little bit of an audio kick, I do have another piece of audio that I would love to play for you
guys. All right, go ahead.
Hey, wait. Airwolf is asking where you got the audio.
This is from thepartyparty.com, which is sort of offline right now. The song is, of course, called Dick is a Killer. Done by the guy who does it, RX. It's like DJ RX or RX Music or DJ RX Music, one of the combination of that. That's how you find it. But if you just kind of look out there for Dick is a Killer, you should find it. The artist name is RX.
Cool. So I have some really interesting audio that I think is talking about some of Chief's news earlier.
Uh-huh.
I have some audio of a certain individual on America's Most Wanted. His name is Representative Mark Foley. So here we go. Here's some audio from Mark Foley on America's Most Wanted. Oh, shit.
We track library books better than we track pedophiles and kids that are missing. We've got to force states to incorporate technology, share information, because we can't take another loss of life of a child.
Absolutely. I believe that every convicted felon should be mandated nationwide to give his DNA. It solves crimes, it gets innocent people out of prison, and it will eliminate the ability of these people to roam state to state in this country and rape people.
This is when Foley was trying to push through some legislation that would force any convicted sex offender to have to give a DNA sample, fingerprint, the whole nine yards. That way they could use that data in case something else happens. And, you know, they can use the DNA as evidence if something else happened. So this is the best part, though, is near the end.
From my view, when you rape a person, when you violate a child,
when you go online and send them lewd IMs,
you lose your civil liberties. So anybody that says we shouldn't take DNA samples, absolutely wrong. You commit the crime, you will supply the sample, and we'll be able to track and hopefully solve a lot of crimes.
Well, good luck with your piece of legislation. Wow. You're it will put some teeth into these registries.
Well, if I were one of these sickos, I'd be nervous with America's Most Wanted on my trail.
So do you think when this does, because he is going to do time for this, even after the new thing where it's saying, oh, well, he was tricked into it, he still didn't realize that the people on the other end
that's going to bite him in the pages.
He did it. It doesn't matter. How can you be tricked into this?
How can't.
You know what you're doing when you go into this.
Yep. How are you going to be a government official, political, official?
And
the whole point of what people try to do is find shit on you.
And not only that, but be part of the party that is most staunchly, just absolutely against that.
And they were going to stand by him and shit. Those motherfuckers,
they bailed.
He go to the bathroom, take a piss, they go walk in, see how they'll fucking go.
And actually,
they go to the woman's bathroom instead.
To show you how quickly people are actually bailing from this, you have congressmen, you have organizations giving back money to his political campaign because they want nothing to do with him. Because he donated a lot of money to a lot of different political organizations. They are now giving that money back.
Now, I know we have a few minutes left. There's one other thing I wanted to bring up.
Yep.
I am an old school Metallica fan. Trench, you are an old school Metallica fan.
Yep.
Chief, you're an old school Metallica fan. Decaf, Metallica fan?
Yeah.
any kind of black man listens to Metallica.
Right on, dude.
Hey, really quick. Turtman, I don't think I'm going to honor his because he's not even listening. Because
no.
If anybody notices in the chat room, I kicked him for the simple fact that he was listening to Black Label Society instead
of our show.
Of our show.
So that being said, being big Metallica fans, guys, I got to tell you, it's time to take our Master of Puppets and our Ride the Lightning and our Black albums and chuck them because you can go to Metallica.com and you can download ringtones.
Oh,
ringtones
joy.
Such as this.
For whom the phone rings, pick it up.
James from Metallica says,
pick up the phone.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Lame.
What the hell is that?
That is lame shit.
Yeah,
right
that
there.
It is bad. It is. Oh,
James from Metallica says. What the fuck?
Wait. Wow. It gets even hackier. It gets even hackier. Wait, check this one out.
Master.
Your wife's calling. Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It gets really bad. I mean, a lot of these...
I'm going to be at a monster truck show and hearing this shit go off all the time.
You know what? I really hope you don't.
Trencher! Pick up your wife is calling. Pick up the phone.
Here's this one. This is everyone's favorite ass hat on this one.
Hey, man, it's Lars.
He can't even fucking say a sentence.
I know.
Hold
it's
on.
Lars.
No, dude, it's worse than fucking Valley. All right,
download music to bad.
Look, if they were just selling ringtones of their music...
I'm a Jewish comedian here, flopping on stage.
If they were just selling ringtones of their music, I'd be cool with
it. Yeah!
But this, no, these are...
No, you know what this is? This is making sure that they enforce the whole... We're not down with the downloaders, you know? Yeah.
They could have listed 2 seconds of music. And then just make that the whole ringtone be...
But wait, there's more?
There's pages upon pages of
these.
Sad but true. James says, pick up the phone.
Yeah. These are you know what though? Even those ones are bad, but these ones I find to be even worse.
Hey, it's Metallica. Answer the phone.
Okay, first off, you know, we sound like shit. We go, thank Megan.
Yeah.
And I hate it, but that is the most ridiculous shit ever. Now, here's the problem we're running into. We're out of time. So real quick, we have two people entered into the deal, okay? One and two. I'm not telling you who's who, okay? But I need you guys to guess a number. So go ahead, Decaf, and guess. Oh, I'm sorry, three. We have three. So we have three numbers. Decaf, you get to choose the winner. Pick a number.
7.
Between 1 and 3.
Oh.
And you're
gone. Say it. Say it.
What, niggas are,
say
no,
it.
Niggas are stupid? We ain't smart enough?
I'm not saying anything.
Say it.
Decaf?
Say it, bitch.
Chief. Chief. Yeah, he's dying because he wants to say something. Chief.
Trace, I said
Trace.
It.
Trace. Congratulations, Airwolf. You win a $20 gift card from Tower Records. Please email your address to radio@spankwagon.net so we can mail your prize to you. And on that very...
Say it, dude. Say it.
No. We're not done with the show. On that note...
Get some Spank Wagon porn music.
Ladies and...
We have it. It's Metroid.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you.
It wasn't looking like it.
You know, we got a lot of people to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, for allowing us the studio space. A huge thank you to our syndicates, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, and Lips 106, because their website's up, but their audio sure the fuck ain't.
Wow.
Stringing along like a retard. All right. On that note, don't forget to check us out online, spankwagon.net. Check out the forums. Also, hey, podcast, check them out. You can download this show right after it happens. Play it again and again and again, like Fox FM does.
Jeez. Seriously, you catch us every day on Fox FM from 11 to 1.
Don't forget our MySpace. We want friends. MySpace.com/spankwagon. Anywho, you had something?
Pick up the phone. It's the vet. Your cat's pregnant. Oh. You're the father.
Okay, that was kind of funny. Yeah. But anyhow, this has been the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
It still sounds gay, you motherfuckers.
But it's not a ringtone.
And not yet. Not by Metallica.
Not yet.
Spankwagon Radio.
Radial? We're a fucking tire store?
Spankwagon Radial.
All right. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm
stepping all over. I'm Murphy. Tune in next week for The Murphy Show.
Oh,
look at that.
Shit.
Oh, that's right.
No.
You forgot.
Shit. Well, we'll see how this goes next week. Later.